It's hard to remember this in the medal hunt frenzy of the Olympics, but sometimes you can win while losing. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. On the last day of the Paris Games, Kinzang Lamo of Bhutan was the last person to cross the finish line of the women's marathon, about an hour and a half behind the winner. As she crossed the lines, the spectators rose to their feet to cheer her, said a commentator.
But remember, a runner in last place being given a reception like this.
Lamo, the only woman in the three-member Bhutan Olympics team, was taking part in her first Olympics and living up to its spirit. The games were meant to be all about taking part rather than winning. It's hard to keep remembering that and not be devastated by mishaps, dropping the baton in a relay, scoring a same-side goal, or having a crossbar crotch collision while trying to pole vault. The anguish of the sportsperson who came in fourth, missing out on a podium finish by a whisker, is palpable, even on television. But there's coming fourth, and then there's coming last, as pop philosopher ABBA sang.
The winner takes it all, the loser standing small, beside the victory.
I understand that feeling only too well. I was the one who straggled in behind everyone else in school sports, even in the sack race or the three-legged race. I was the boy chosen last for any team when we played cricket during recess. And terrified of flubbing the catch and letting down the team, I secretly prayed to be banished to some part of the field where no ball would ever come. Now imagine letting down your country in front of millions. When Australia's Rachel Reagan Gunn became the roast of social media after her performance in the new breaking category at the Paris Olympics, I laughed along with everyone else, but cringed as well. To have the world's eyes on you, mocking your moves, giving them names like kangaroo hopping, crab walk, and chin-holding squirms must have stung. But Gunn was truly a sport. She told CBC the trolling was devastating, but she took it on her chin.
Well, I went out there and I had fun. I did take it very seriously. I worked my butt off preparing for the Olympics and I gave my all.
She showed up at the closing ceremony as well, grinning and jiving, carried aloft on the shoulders of a beaming teammate. She looked like she was having the time of her life. That felt like a real high. To lose without recriminations and excuses is also a sign of class. When Rafael Nadal lost to Novak Djokovic in straight sets in the Olympics, he didn't blame anything or anyone.
Game, set a match, Djokovic.
For the 31st time, Djokovic beats Nadal.
He just said, I come here, I try my best, I play. Of course, Nadal, who already has two Olympic golds, unlike Reagan, does not have anything left to prove. But still, not everyone, veteran or newbie, can take a loss on the chin with such dignity. It's a skill worth learning. It's also worth learning how to offer support to the loser. Congratulations to a winner come easy. Empathy for the loser is harder. When Indian wrestler and gold medal hopeful Vinesh Phogat was disqualified on the cusp of a medal for being 100 grams overweight, Phogat's fellow Olympian, javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra said, "People forget those who lose. But I just hope whether she gets a medal or not, people don't forget what she did for her country." Chopra was hoping for a gold as well, but only managed a silver. The gold was won by Pakistani Arshad Nadeem. Pakistan and India might be bitter rivals, but Chopra's mother brushed aside any disappointment, saying Nadeem was like a son as well, as fireworks went off around her. Nadeem's mother responded saying, "Winning and losing is part of the sport, but they are like brothers. He's also like my son." We are trained from the beginning on how to win, but no one teaches us how to lose, even though life often comes with more losses than wins. To lose with grace is also the mark of true champions. Now, if only someone had told me that when I was flailing in that sack race. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.